Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Columbus Junction Community Development Director Mallory Smith about their upcoming farmers market. What is upcoming for the farmers market?
Well, now that you ask, major changes. We are moving to Monday nights. We were a Friday market. We're shifting to Monday. We're moving downtown to the Community Bank and Trust parking lot, and we're going to be 5 to 7 instead of 4:30 to 6:30, and we're starting May 8th. So that's like a serious set of changes.
Okay, you said that it starts May 8th, so so it hasn't been going on during like the spring or the winter.
We always run from around Mother's Day to around Columbus Day.
So you're moving to that parking lot, and is this, so this is outdoors, is what this, where's this taking place?
Outdoors, will be under the viaduct, so under Highway 92. Mm-hmm. That will get us some shade. And we're moving downtown to get closer. We're trying to get closer to our residents. Downtown, and maybe tie in with downtown. The restaurants are down there, and
more activity.
Yep.
Yeah. And why choose to move to a Monday than the Friday?
So, great question. Multiple reasons. A Friday market tends to be treats for the weekend, or people are going out of town, and have a stronger interest in day-to-day cooking and food for that, so selling more produce for people to take home and cook. And Monday also will leave Sunday as people's prep day, because coming to the market's actually a two-day investment for your vendors. That way, if you're harvesting, you can get stuff harvested, cooled, and packaged on Sunday and ready to go on Monday. If you're baking, you can get your prep done on Sunday and to finish on Monday. And a third reason would be we like the idea of getting some distance from the Washington Farmers Market, because we love the Washington Farmers Market. And when that's Thursday and we're Friday, we're forcing people to make a choice. And when we're Monday and that's Thursday, you can go to both.
Yeah, I think that provides a nice alternative, and like what you said about getting groceries and produce for the week to come.
Right.
And you said that the time is changing from 5 to 7 to 4:30 to 6:30?
We used to be 4:30 to 6:30. We're dropping down to 5 to 7 to better match up with Tyson's. Tyson a lot of times will let out at 6 or 6:30, so we should be able to catch a little bit more of those people. And the bank parking lot is easier to use at 5 in the afternoon after the bank closes.
Of course.
So we're trying to stick a little bit further, you know, over the dinner hour. And that, so as long as we're changing things, why not change that as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about the farmers market for this May?
For now, I think that's it. We are always looking for vendors. And we are kind of in that original model of farmers markets, where if you're a hobby farmer, if you've got a garden and you have too much of something, or you started tomato plants and you have too many, you can come sell at our farmers market. You don't need to be, you know, as big as a Sass Family Farms or, you know, that huge to sell at our market. So we're always looking for vendors.
Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of product or produce that you think that you either have, you know, don't have enough vendors kind of selling, or anything that you're more interested in providing for, you know, patrons?
Actually, we can always take a little bit of everything. It's the generalists that come in and run the entire season with people that are really fun, and you kind of build your relationships in the spring selling plants with people, and then go all through the season. We always have people looking for melons and tomatoes and peppers, all that, you know, that August, September kind of produce.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Community Development Director for Columbus Junction, Mallory Smith. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.